Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I'm Patrick Diener, and we are starting the one and only Soundtrack, the show where you know more about cool movies and their soundtracks, and practice, why not, a little bit of your English. I want to invite you to listen to our show every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. when we play a brand new episode, or our rerun on Fridays at 5:30 p.m. at uninter.com/radio. You can listen to all previous shows also at uninter.com/radio. Not only Soundtracks, but also my other radio show called BPM about electronic music. Just look for the show's name at the bottom of the page. And you can always participate via our Facebook page that is /radiouninter, sending us suggestions, comments, feedbacks, and so on. Today's theme is not going to be about a single movie or a TV series. While I was pondering on which movie I'd talk about, I have to consider not only the movie itself, but also its soundtrack quality, some old musical classics started popping up in my mind. Things like The Wizard of Oz, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, or The Sound of Music, for example. So I came up with the idea of making a musical film soundtrack episode, not focusing in one film only. Musical film is a film genre with many songs in the movies. The songs usually advance the plot or develop the film's characters, but in some cases they serve merely as breaks in the storyline, often as elaborate production numbers. The 1930s through the early 1950s are considered to be the golden age of the musical film, when the genre's popularity was in its highest in the Western world. Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the earliest Disney animated feature film, was a musical which won an honorary Oscar for Walt Disney at the 11th Academy Awards. Today's first song is from one of the most recognizable musicals of all time, Singing in the Rain. It is also one of my favorite movies, no matter the genre. The movie is from 1952, but its story is set in 1927, right at the dawn of talking pictures. It's a light-hearted comedy, clever, incisive, and funny. Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, and Donald O'Connor star in Singing in the Rain, one of the greatest and most successful musicals ever filmed. Filled with memorable songs, lavish routines, and Kelly's fabulous song and dance number performed in the rain. Set during the advent of talkies, Don Lockwood has risen to stardom during Hollywood's silent movie era, paired with the beautiful, jealous, and dumb Lena Lamont.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. And I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain, yeah, 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 yeah. happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain.
Listening to Soundtrack. The next song is a powerful protest track from an equally powerful film. Do You Hear the People Sing? From the movie Les Misérables. The song is a revolutionary call for people to overcome adversity. The barricades referred to in the song are erected by the rebel students in the streets of Paris. They are to draw the National Guard into combat and ignite a civilian uprising to overthrow the government. Jean Valjean, played by Hugh Jackman, is released from prison and breaks parole to create a new life for himself while evading the grip of the persistent Inspector Javert. Set in post-revolutionary France, the story reaches resolution against the background of June Rebellion. The flick also brings the superb Anne Hathaway as Fantine, the mother of Cosette, played by Amanda Seyfried, and a struggling factory worker who resorts to prostitution.
Do you hear the people sing, singing the song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes. Will you join in our crusade? Who will be strong and stand with me? Beyond the barricade, is there a world you long to see?
Then join in the fight that will give you
the right to be free. Do you hear the people sing, singing the song? It is the music of the people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes. Really hear all you can hear, so that our banner may advance. Some will fall and some will live. Will you stand up?
Big Boss. Soundtrack.
You probably noticed, but during the Do You Hear the People Sing we have just played, the song, one can hear some clicks, clacks, and booms. That's because I prefer to play the song exactly as it is in the movie, which I think is more full of emotion than the album one. The third movie of today's show is called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. It is a 1971 American fantasy film directed by Mel Stewart and starring Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka. I remember watching it on television when I was a kid and never getting tired of it. You probably heard of Oompa Loompas, the Orange Factory helpers who punish mischievous children, right? Tim Burton directed a newer version of it in 2005, but in my humble opinion, even though I love Burton's work, it is not as creative as the original. Gene Wilder is the best Willy Wonka due to his tenderness perfectly mixed with eccentricity and a mysterious dark side. A sweet boy from a poor family dreams of finding one of five golden tickets hidden inside a chocolate bar wrapper, which will admit him to the eccentric and reclusive Willy Wonka's magical factory. Charlie, along with four odious children, enter the factory. Disasters befall each of the children, and the answer remains. Will Charlie survive? The version I chose to play here is not the original one from the movie, which I highly recommend, and it can be easily found on YouTube, but Fiona Apple's 2013 take on it. The singer-songwriter twisted the imaginative ballad into something ironically macabre.
Soundtrack.
The movie The Sound of Music was a major commercial success, becoming the number one box office movie after 4 weeks and the highest grossing film of 1965. The album reached the number one position on the Billboard 200 that year in the United States, won the Oscars for Best Music and Best Picture, among others. It remained in the top 10 for 109 weeks. In 2015, Billboard named the album the second greatest album of all time. If you are unfamiliar with its plot, The Sound of Music is based on the real-life story of the Von Trapp family singers, one of the world's best-known concert groups in the era immediately preceding World War II. Julie Andrews plays the role of Maria, the tomboyish postulant at an Austrian abbey who becomes a governess in the home of a widowed naval captain with seven children. She brings a new love of life and music into the home while Austria is being invaded by the Nazis and the family tries to escape the dictatorship.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, sad. I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
From the movie Hero 6, and you're listening to Soundtrack.
Mary Poppins is a 1964 American musical fantasy film produced by Walt Disney, with songs written and composed by the Sherman Brothers. The film, which combines live action and animation, stars Julie Andrews in her feature film debut. Mary Poppins is a kind of a super nanny who flies in with her umbrella in response to the requests of the bank's children, Jane and Michael, and proceeds to put things right with the aid of her rather extraordinary magical powers to improve the family's dynamic. A sequel, entitled Mary Poppins Returns, was released on December 19, 2018. The song I chose to play here is called Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yes, you heard it right. It is a real word that means all that is grand, great, glorious, splendid, superb, and wonderful, and is one of the longest words in the English language. The lyric goes as: Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even just the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Try saying it quick. As a tongue twister, of course, a good exercise, I can assure you.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad, my father gave me nails at week and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word to say we ain't got nose.
He traveled all around the world, and everywhere he went, he'd use his word and all would say, there goes a clever gent.
When Dukes and Martha Rogers pass a time of day with me, I say me special word and leave me off, we are to tea.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always have a potion. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Say a backwards, which is docious alliexpialistic fragicalibus, but that's going a bit too far, don't you think? So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word, and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully, or it could cheat your life.
For example?
Yes?
One night I said it to me girl, and now me girl's me wife. Oh, and a lovely thing she is, too.
Musical we are talking about today. It is a 2007 musical romantic comedy film based on the Broadway musical of the same name. It is an energetic, wholly entertaining musical romp. It's 1962 in Baltimore, Maryland, and quirky plus-sized teenage Tracy Turnblad has one dream: to dance on the Corny Collins show. When she gets put in detention with the African-American students in the school, they teach her some of their dance moves, and her newfound groove wins her a spot on Corny's show. Overnight, Tracy transforms from a nobody into a star and uses her newfound influence to advocate for racial integration on television. I just cannot talk about Hairspray and not mention John Travolta's performance. John Travolta plays Edna Turnblad, Tracy's mother and laundry business owner, who is agoraphobic and ashamed of her obesity. Travolta's casting as Edna continued the tradition of having a man in drag portray the character. And that's it for today. I want to invite you to listen to us every time on our days to present the show at unither.com/radio, and where you also can listen to our archive shows and participate via Facebook page on facebook.com/radiounither. I want to thank you especially today to Barbara, who is single-handedly guiding the show and producing the show today, but also our steady crew, Evandro and Valeria. The People's Choice Award for Favorite Song from a Soundtrack, going back to Hairspray, was given to the Hairspray cast for You Can't Stop the Beat, an uplifting, joyous, and contagious song. Thank you guys for listening. I'm Patrick saying goodbye, so long, auf Wiedersehen, and farewell.
Spinning. can't stop my happiness, 'cause I like the way I am. And yet just can't stop my knife and fork when I see a Christmas ham. So if you don't like the way I look, well, I just don't give a damn. 'Cause the world keeps spinning round and round, and my heart's keeping time to the speed of sound. I was lost till I heard the drums, till I found my way. 'Cause you can't stop the beat. Ever since this old world began, a woman found that if she shook it, she could shake up a man. And so I'm gonna shake and shimmy at the best that I can today. 'Cause you can't stop the motion of the ocean or the sun in the sky. You can wonder if you wanna, but I never ask why. And if you try to hold me down, I'm gonna spit in your eye and say, but you can't stop the beat.
Yeah!